Mil gracias.
Many thanks, dear moderator. We very much welcome the participation of everybody here and all the contributions that have been made today. The Chinese president announced in the 73rd session of the World Health Assembly that they'd be contributing $2 billion in 2 years in order to address the consequences of COVID-19 and contribute to the economic and social development of countries that have been affected by COVID-19. It's a measure that we welcome. It means that we'll be able to work with the international community to ensure that there is a suspension of the debt servicing of the poorest countries. Applying the reform and opening up of the country, most of the Chinese have actually been lifted out of poverty. It means that they are the first developing country in the world in order to achieve on the path to achieving the UN SDGs. We believe that eradicating extreme poverty in Africa and Latin America could be based on the example of what we have seen in China, what they've been able to do with clear policies, resources, realistic goals, and a great deal of discipline. China committed itself to eradicating poverty when it adopted its reform policy, as well as opening up the country. It's articulated poverty reduction with economic development, establishing special offices to institutionalize the poverty reduction work that they're doing. Plans and projects such as the 5-year plan for social and economic development or selective relief of poverty plans have borne fruit with clear figures. 770 million rural residents who were living in poverty in 78. Since then, there's only 5.51 million. In other words, reducing poverty from 97.5% to 0.6%. We would like to congratulate what they've done in this area. And I think this is something that we believe some countries in Latin America and Africa could also follow, promoting these development policies. We would just like to encourage developing countries to learn from these policies, stressing South-South cooperation and inclusive policies which strive to achieve the well-being of peoples and also respect.